Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 20, Transcendental Mellow. In this second division of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the author offers his respectful obeisances unto Sanatana. This Sanatana can be interpreted as either Sri Krishna himself or as Sanatana Goswami, the elder brother and spiritual master of Rupa Goswami. In the case where Sanatana is accepted to mean Sri Krishna, obeisances are offered to Krishna because Krishna is naturally so beautiful and because Krishna is the killer of the demon Agha. But if it is interpreted to mean Sanatana Goswami, then it is because he is so greatly favored by Rupa Goswami, being always served by him. And Krishna is the annihilator of all kinds of sinful activities. In this division of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the author wants to describe the general symptoms of the transcendental mellow or loving mood of discharging devotional service. So in this division of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there are five general topics. Number one, vibhava, special symptoms or causes of ecstasy. Number two, anubhava, subsequent ecstasy. Three, sattvika bhava, constitutional or existential ecstasy. Number four, vyabhichari bhava, aggressive ecstasy. And number five, stayi bhava, fervent or continuous ecstasy. The word rasa used in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is understood by different persons differently because the exact English equivalent is very difficult to find. But as we have seen our spiritual master, His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur translates this word rasa into the English word mellow, then we shall follow in his footsteps and also translate the word rasa in the same way. The particular loving mood or attitude relished in the exchange of love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is thus called rasa or mellow. And the different types of rasa, when combined together, help one to taste the mellow of devotional service to the highest degree of transcendental ecstasy. Such a position, although entirely transcendental to our experience, will be explained in this section as far as possible by following in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. For without relishing some sort of mellow or loving mood in one's activities, no one can continue to perform such activities. Similarly, in the transcendental life of Krishna consciousness and devotional service, there must be some mellow or specific taste from the service. Generally, this mellow is experienced by chanting, hearing, worshipping in the temple, and being engaged in the service of the Lord. So when a person feels transcendental bliss, that is called relishing the mellow. To be more clear, we may understand that the various feelings of happiness derived from discharging devotional service may be termed the mellows of devotional service. This relishing of transcendental mellow in discharging devotional service cannot be experienced by all classes of men because this sweet loving mood is developed only from one's previous life's activities or by the association of unalloyed devotees. As explained above, association with pure devotees is the beginning of faith in devotional service. For only by developing such faith in the association of a pure devotee, or by having in one's previous life executed devotional activities, can one actually relish the mellow of devotional service. In other words, this transcendental bliss is not to be enjoyed by any common man unless he is so extraordinarily fortunate as to be in association with devotees or to be continuing one's previous birth's devotional activities. The gradual process of development to the stage of devotional service is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto. The beginning is to hear about Lord Krishna in the association of devotees who have themselves cleansed their hearts by association. Hearing about the transcendental activities of the Lord will result in one's feeling transcendental bliss always. And it is also explained in Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, Na Shochati Na Kanchati, Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu, Mad Bhaktin Labhate Param. For one who has actually come to the spiritual platform, the first symptom visible will be that he or she is always joyful. This joyous life is attained by one's reaction to reading Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, or else from associating with persons who are very interested in the spiritual life of Krishna consciousness, specifically those who have made the determination to achieve the favor of Govinda by being engaged in transcendental loving service at Govinda's lotus feet. And being encouraged by such a feeling, one who is constantly engaged in discharging the regulative principles of devotional service in such a way as to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, develops two principles of compelling force which come under the heading of Vibhava. Thus, one enjoys transcendental bliss. There are several origins or causes for this compulsive love of Krishna, such as Krishna himself, the devotees of Krishna, and Krishna's playing on his flute. The effect is sometimes loving and sometimes stunted. And there are 8 transcendental symptoms found in the body during ecstasy, and all of them are possible only by a mixture of the above-mentioned 5 ecstatic divisions. Without some mixture of these 5 ecstatic principles, one cannot relish transcendental bliss. The cause or basis for relishing transcendental mellow is exactly what we mean by vibhava. And this vibhava is divided into 2, namely basic and the other impelling or impetus giving. In the Agni Purana, the description of vibhava is given as follows. The basis from which ecstatic love is born is called vibhava, which is divided into 2, basic and impelling. In other words, there are 2 kinds of ecstatic love. The object of basic ecstatic love is Krishna and his devotee. Lord Krishna is the object of basic ecstatic love, and Krishna's pure devotee, a reservoir of such love, is the object of impelling ecstatic love. Impelling ecstatic love, then, is that love which develops when one sees an object which reminds one of Krishna. Lord Krishna, who is the possessor of inconceivable potencies and qualities of transcendental knowledge and bliss, is the basic cause of ecstatic love. Lord Krishna also becomes the reservoir or impetus of ecstatic love through his different incarnations and expansions. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a statement in connection with the Brahma Vimohana Leela, which demonstrates something of this impelling or impetus-giving feature of ecstatic love. When Lord Brahma was deluded by Krishna, who had expanded himself into so many cowherder boys, calves and cows, Krishna's elder brother, Sri Baladev, who is a direct expansion of Krishna himself, felt astonishment and subsequently said, Kim etad adbhutam eva vasudevi kilatmani vrajasya satmanas tokeshu apurvam prema vardhate. Oh, how wonderful it is that my ecstatic love for Krishna is once again being attracted to so many cowherder boys, calves and cows. Baladev was struck with wonder by thinking in this way. So this is one of the examples in which Krishna himself becomes the object and reservoir of ecstatic love in the impelling aspect. Thus ends chapter 20 of Nectar of Devotion, Transcendental Mellow, recorded February 17, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.